Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is someone who I just adore. We went through war together the first 2 months this year, and now we've emerged. It's Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello there. The war, of course, was planning for the crappies. We've mentioned it a lot, but in case some people just may not realize that if you missed the crappies, you can actually watch it on crappies.kizwe.com, just go to our website, watchforcrappens.com, and there's a replay that's going to be available through the 13th of March. So watch it. There's all sorts of great stuff. We had an amazing, amazing time doing the show. Also, by the way, we have a crossover episode on our feed today with Rob Has a Podcast, where we talked about The Traitors and Survivor 50. That was a tremendous time. So go check that out. And guess what? He's not going to be the only one from The Traitors we're going to talk to this week. It's just stay tuned. Okay, everyone. Today we are talking Vanderpump Rules. Oh, and I should also mention, we are going to have a bonus newsletter this week. Normally we only have one. But this week we're doing a whole crappies newsletter where we're both going to talk about our experience with the crappies, and you know, what it was like preparing and what the show was like, etc. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be out later this week or maybe today, who knows when. But in the meantime, today we're talking Vanderpump Rules. Really excited to talk about this one. And I do want to highlight that these kids, they are so funny. Like, we wound up having, like, almost the entire cast of the show come to the crappies. It wasn't even meant to be that way. We had Chris and Jason, and they were like our little Miss Crappies. That's what we had last year. The person to bring people on and off and to carry the awards out, et cetera. So we're like, wouldn't it be fun if we have Chris and Jason, the eyebrow twins. So they were serving that role on the show. And then we had Marcus and Shane as guests. But then they all invited people from the cast. So then all of a sudden we had this like giant contingent from Vanderpump Rules, and it was so fun. They all came out on stage. They all lined up at the front of the stage, and I swear they were having the best time. They were having their own party. Like, that, it was like we were at the Vanderpump Rules show. Those kids, they were partying their asses off. They were like, it was like, I think this is like, I'm not sure if this is true or not. I felt like this is like their first big public thing that they've done as a cast since the show came out. Did you get that sense, Ronnie?
Well, I'm sure they've done other stuff, but man, they'll show up and party. That's for sure. They were great.
They were so nice. I have to say, it makes me feel bad to make fun of them. And I will continue to do that. You know, Chris and Jason arrived, that, you know, cause they actually had a role in the show. They arrived so promptly, like so on time. They're like, hey, we're here. Well, how can we help? I mean, they were like professionals. And everyone was so lovely. Kim was so nice. Like, the feedback that I got from the people working backstage was that Kim was one of the nicest people the entire night. I was like, Kim? But she was so nice. And then Natalie came up to me at one point and she's like, oh my God, when you were like making fun of how I fell down the stairs, that was like so funny. Cause you were like, hasn't she been to the other half? She's never like went to the other half of the house. And like, how does she even deal with parking garages? And the truth is, I always fall down staircases. It's like crazy. Like, cause the thing is, I was like raised in a single story home. So I think I just like don't understand staircases. She cracked me up. So. Definitely, like,
yeah, really, really fun, nice group of people. They were all really sweet. Had a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's rip them apart.
Yes. Now let's rip them to shreds. Okay. So their first reunion. A lot of people are pretty surprised that this got a reunion because the Valley did not. The Valley, they were like, okay, here's $5, and 9 episodes. That's it. Bye. Maybe
Persian style. Yeah.
Yes, Valley Persian style. But this one, they gave a full two-parter, too, which is pretty good.
Yeah. But, you know, it's Vanderpump Rules. It's such a major show for the network. I think they just felt like that. Like, they just had to. They had to do it. And I was okay with that. You know, they're apparently the show has had, like, had exponential growth over the course of the season. Like, it really is. Like, there were reports coming out over the past few days that, like, their ratings actually were really up, like really, really increased over the season. So it's a good sign for this cast because we, you know, I'll say I really enjoy this show a lot. And I think it's actually a really good cast of just kooky young kids trying to drink and be famous.
Yeah. And now it's interesting because the season has aired, obviously. And so this is the first time we've seen them since they've seen each other talking shit about each other. And this is when every reality show kind of starts to, get good, because that's when you truly get pissed and you see what everybody said behind your back. And that's when you start to unravel and you've seen how the audience is reacting to you and you get pissed off about that. Like, who's more popular on Twitter and who's, you know, getting more shit on Instagram comments and who has more Reddit threads hating them and stuff like that. And that's what we're seeing today. I mean, the biggest one affected, obviously, is Audrey, who basically has a fit through the entire thing, and she's really going for it, you know. So I hand her that. She's making some effort here, but she is trying to blame a lot of shit that was her own fault on other people, and I think she kind of failed it. She was the only one that didn't really have a lot of grace. Everybody else was kind of giving each other grace, and I think she came off like kind of an asshole. Now, that said, I did appreciate that she and Venus both got that hair moisturized. Their hair on both of those kids looked great. So yeah, as your auntie, I say thank you. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Seriously. I really enjoyed them. Oh my God, there's a fly in my coffee. Wow.
Kill it.
Fire. I have to say my favorite part of the reunion was the Venus and Marcus exchange when they were like fighting, but then they started to both cry. And Marcus crying is like my favorite because he does that thing where when he blinks, he like squints both eyes. Cause some people do that. They're like, instead of just like blinking, they're like, And so like Marcus is like squinting out his tears. He's like, I didn't realize how much it affected you. It was like straight guy tears. And they're both like crying towards each other. And I was like, I know this is like a really sweet and lovely moment, but I am laughing out loud right now.
The whole thing was funny. Okay, so they're all on stage. And by stage, I mean in front of the actual bar at Sir. And weren't they really on Sir?
Yeah, they were. They were not on a set. They were just actually at Sir.
Okay, so 5, 4, 3, here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go. And Marcus is like, are we going to start with some warm-up vibes? Are you just going to get straight to it? What's going on here, guys? And then we see sneak peeks of the upcoming reunion, which I'm not going to go into. But the cast is watching stuff. And we go to the Sir patio. And Venus is like, oh, my God. When you raise your voice, I got a boner.
Also, when you didn't raise your voice, I got a boner. I haven't had sex in 8 years. I'm just getting a lot of boners left and right.
How old is Venus? He said he hasn't had sex in 8 years. I mean, smudla.
Yeah, I think he's like 25. No, he's got to be like 27, maybe. I'm not sure. By the way, Venus got a huge amount of applause from the audience. Like, the audience loved Venus. It was interesting to see who was like the audience favorites. It was like Shane and Venus were the ones that got the biggest reception, I think, on Friday.
Well, one lady was going crazy for Shane. I mean, everybody went crazy for Shane, but one lady was like, Shane Davis. And I looked at her face because she was screaming like that, like she wanted to get him or something. I was waiting to see her hold like a little caveman cudgel thing or like bat or something to come get him. And I looked at her face and her blonde hair was like sticking out like crazily. And then she was making a real, like, she looked angry. She was like, Shane Davis. Jane! Like, oh my gosh.
I have a question. When you were doing your keytar song, I shouldn't call it that because it's just like your song, but I just like to call it your keytar song because that was my favorite part when you pull out the keytar. When you were doing it, could you hear the Vanderpump Rules kids? Because they were loaded up in the wings because they were going to be coming on stage not too long afterwards. And so there were like literally like 8 of them, and I was with them. And they were just there and they were just like having a party and you were singing and I had to be like, guys, shh, guys, Ronnie's singing. I was like the mom. I was like, guys, can you keep it down a little bit? But they were just having a party there. And I was like, Ronnie, could you hear them back there? Were they being disruptive?
Excuse me, do not appreciate the theater. Get guys, some respect over here.
Ronnie's doing a parody of Where the Hell's My Husband? Shh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was blacked out. I black out during that stuff. I didn't hear anything.
By the way, I also don't know how you did that song. Like, to this moment, like I don't know how. I'm sorry to be navel-gazy about our show, but like, honestly, you getting through all those lyrics, I just don't know how you did it.
The teleprompter, that's how. Thank Jesus for teleprompters. Yes, I mean, seriously. The wheel was a pretty good invention, but the teleprompter, lifesaver. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God for that thing. Okay, so then we go to Audrey's like, yeah, that was deep. I had to let it out. Sorry, guys. Sorry, but I'm a badass. And now we see the parking lot and trailers and stuff like that. Everybody's arriving, and Audrey needs shots to get through the day. And this is when we see her new look. She's got a Marilyn Monroe look, and she's very, like, diva coming to the show. Yeah. She's like, I'm the star of this, bitch.
And then Andy's sitting with Lisa in a trailer, and he's like, wow, I'm excited. Whoa, Shane Davis, wow. And Lisa's like, oh, I love all of them right now. Right now, it's pure. It's ambition. They think that they have a future. It's so delicious. I just want to inject it into my veins.
So much pain yet to be caused. So many wings to be broken. Then we cut to Chris, and he's like, I think it's going to be a slimy day, guys. I don't know what he meant by that, but the man works on OnlyFans. How much worse could this be?
Yeah. Yeah.
You literally work with lube all day.
You're already dealing with slimy things, like physically, not, no judgment, just like it's lube.
Yeah, physically. Yeah, I mean, like lube, like slime. So then we go, we see more sneak peeks, and then we cut to Andy talking to Angelica. You have a baby pact with Shane? And Shane's like, she would like to have my jeans.
Yeah. So anyway, after all this opening stuff, which we will obviously get to over the course of the reunion, we see the title card. And now we're here at the reunion stage. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules Season 12 Reunion. I'm Andy Cohen. And while the faces, sir, have changed, we also have a new staff. That was a dig at you, Lisa. Anyway, the faces have changed. Drama, dysfunction, and dreams of making it in LA are still on the menu right next to the goat cheese balls. Lisa, you're aging in reverse. Can you believe it's 13 years? Now, I want to say something. At the after party, we were talking to some people who were at the show, and they were like, the craziest thing happened today. We saw a huge Bentley, and it had pulled up to a parking meter, and the person trying to pay the meter was all confused. So like someone in the group went up to help the person with the parking meter. And then she came back, and then they're like, do you realize that was Lisa Vanderpump? And so they had helped Lisa Vanderpump with the parking meter. So then they basically went back to Lisa and were like, hey, can we get a photo with you? So Lisa took a picture with them, and they're like, Ben, you won't believe it. She's like airbrushed in real life. And I saw the photo. Lisa's face looked 100% face tuned, and but we took this photo. We didn't face tune it, and it was shocking. Like, Lisa is like so photogenic. She literally has filters that are like happening in real life. I've literally never seen that happen in a photo before. Did they show you that picture?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh my God.
But of course. It was, yeah, Lisa's going to get buffed, and she's like a bowling alley lane. She's going to get buffed before every night, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, well, Lisa, you are aging in reverse. And she's like, you too, darling. If reverse was forward times two. Now, you know, look, I mean, the whole thing, the hair dye, I noticed it. I feel like I've aged a lot more than 13 years with this lot. Get it?
What do you mean with this lot? You mean like this parking lot? No, it's British for group, Andy. Keep up. And we see some flashbacks to the very first Vanderpump Rules reunion in 2013. It's like, wow. So then now it's time to go around the horn.
Hi, Venus. What are you manifesting for today?
Sex. Just lots of sex. I'm so horny, Andy. And also, I guess, surviving the drama.
Okay. And Angelica, quick question. If I need a ride to LAX, can I get one?
She's like, I'll drive you in a heartbeat, Andy.
I was really impressed that Andy didn't say, love the new boobs.
I know.
That's an Andy thing, but he didn't do it today. And says hi to Shane.
Your laugh has been quite the topic. And people always commented. He's like, well, some people say I have a hot guy laugh. And some people say I have a dumb guy laugh, Andy. Well, which one is it? I guess it's a hot, dumb guy laugh, Andy.
All right, very good. Marcus, bring me up to speed. Are you and Kim together right now? He's like, yeah, brother, we're together. And Kim's like, yeah, I know that's a surprise to everybody, but yeah, America's sweethearts back together.
Literally, nobody is surprised.
Kim, you look beautiful. Marcus joked you're the only person in the world who's 100% straight. Gross. How's that?
She's like, well, he just like doesn't understand that I'm like not attracted to women in West Hollywood that are like kissing and having fun. That's just like not my vibe. Mostly the having fun part.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then Audrey and Natalie air kiss each other like we do it. We like
yeah. Kiss. We're totally fine with being gay.
So Marcus goes, yeah, I mean, she did recently, admit to a girl crush on Angelica. And I was like, interesting. And he's like, okay, well, Marcus, this begs the question, what percent straight are you? Would you like to explore your gay side? Have you ever hung out with Charisse's son from Potomac? Should we all get together?
Well, Andy, I'm about 2 fingers up my butt right now, so I guess that would leave me at 80% straight.
Not counting thumbs. I like that. Okay, Natalie, love your song Passenger, JK, and I heard you grew up in the same town as Ariana Grande. Do you know Ariana Grande? Hey, could you text her right now and tell her Andy's a dad?
Can you text her and say wicked for good? More like wicked for I'm a dad. Hey, Demi, I hear you have a new man in your life. She's like, his name is Reed. We've been together almost a year. He's the old GM from Sura. I keep it in the restaurant, I guess. God, oh, he makes me so happy. Can you see? I'm just like totally glowing right now.
He's a 76-year-old GM from Sura. We're totally happy. Thank you for asking.
Okay, Jason. Not going to say anything to you. Just, hey, Jason.
Jason's eyebrows are like, hi. Hello, sir.
Well, I'm not sure we've ever seen Lisa demote someone in the way she demoted you. So are you the host, Stanley's in? Where are you? Tell us the truth, Jason.
He's like, well, like, honestly, I want to be well-rounded. And, like, I figure you could know you could work the host stand, maybe serve, bartend, serve, jerk off, I don't know, paint signs, whatever they need.
He's like, okay, well, I don't really think that was your decision, though. And I think that this is when they show the clip of Lisa saying, can you please describe the crab cake? He's like, well, it's crab and it comes in the form of cake and it's like really good. She's like, I know it comes in the form of cake. It's called a crab cake, you idiot.
So Andy's like, hey, Audrey, you look gorgeous. How old Hollywood meets skin? She's like, yeah, it's giving like slutty Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, tell me you don't know who Marilyn Monroe is without telling me. You know
well, that's the point. That's the point of Marilyn Monroe.
We wouldn't call it slutty, though. We'd call it sexy.
Some like a cold. Andy's like, oh, there you go. Chris, love that you normalize penis pumps. What? Why would you love that? You have one, Andrew. Oh, my goodness. Like, no. But I actually need a little explanation on it, and Shane helped me out the other night. I watched What Happens Live. And then we see a flashback to Shane. They're talking about the penis pumps and how Shane's like, yeah, I don't use one because it hurts. I just use a erectile dysfunction med. So that's just how I do it.
Yeah, this cast is pretty out of the closet with sex stuff.
Yeah.
Like the men, well, and the sex help stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, here's the crutch I use. How about you? Anybody? I'll raise you a cock ring. Anybody? Anybody? So Chris is like, yeah, you know, I really wanted to bring it to light because everyone's so scared to talk about their sexuality. Sometimes you just got to pump it up a little bit. That's my mission, you know? I want to talk about, like, guys' dicks and, like, getting them bigger and harder. Thank you. It's like, I started a .org website. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm like waiting for like a little like inspirational drum, like from
I'm not on TV for the fame. I'm here to help dudes' dicks. So
Well, let's get started. Last year, Bravo announced it was rebooting Vanderpump Rules with a new group of servers and bartenders sending shockwaves through the Bravosphere. And Lisa, what do you say to people who compare this to the original Vanderpump Rules of the past?
Oh, I understand. Of course they're going to compare. But we're talking about different people, different problems, different lives, different boobies. And those are just in one season. Get it? This group had very strong personal stories so well. Take this one, Mindy. Mindy had a rough time letting go of her horsey.
My name is Audrey.
I don't care, darling. Shut up. Here's the point. We finally got Sheena out. You're welcome, America.
Natalie, the season kicked off with you returning from a week-long suspension for screaming at your ex-boyfriend at this very bar. So we see the footage of that again. And Demi talking about it. And Natalie's like, just for the record, that was like so not my intention. I was there with like my family and my ex was being like so kind to them that I like kind of triggered them because I was like, why are you being nice to my family? Like, I don't even get it. Really? Does that mean that you and I are good then? Because you weren't acting like you and I are good. And I was just like, because that was like me singing my song as like revenge. And then I fell down a staircase because I'm like from like a single story home. So like that just was like a lot for me at first.
From a single story home will always make me laugh until the end of time.
And how'd that go? It's like, I mean, obviously not amazing. Obviously not. And he's like, okay, Paolo, the ex-boyfriend in question, was in an accident a few months ago, and thankfully he's doing much better. It's like, oh my God, thank God for Paolo. Yay, Paolo's great. And they tell the story of Paolo, and Natalie's like, I had dinner with Paolo, but I never heard from him again, so I knew. So I called Demi, and then sure enough, Paolo was in the ICU. Interesting that you called Demi. Wow. It's basically like calling an Amazon assistant to get a hug.
Yeah, well, Paolo's like one of my closest friends. Just like sometimes I just think back at all the fun times we've had together. I mean, look at me. I can't stop smiling.
Yeah, well, do you two had a relationship?
Did you not, Demi?
It's like, well, I mean, we had a fling, but like, it was just like, I was just out of a 5-year relationship and I wasn't ready for something serious that he wanted because, you know, every 50-year-old wants to settle down with like a 25-year-old. But like, he started seeing this new girl, Natalie, without telling me. So that was like, that was great.
But I had no idea because like that conversation happened on the second floor and I just didn't even know how to get up there.
Yeah, whatever. You knew what stairs were on because you had no problem with making out with them on the stairs. So whatever, Natalie. Fucking liar. God. Oh. Natalie definitely saw us fighting. So.
Yeah, but like that was the night that I found out about it. Whatever. Like I only found out that there was something between you two after I'd already hooked up with him.
Oh my fucking God. I'm going to lose my mind. Look how heated I am right now. Oh my God. My temperature is through the roof. I'm shaking.
Yeah. It like fucked up our whole friendship. Yeah.
No, because like Paolo is what like brought me and Natalie together as friends. We were like, wow, isn't it crazy how his hair growing out of his ears? It was like nuts. But like now there's this whole narrative that we were like fighting over a guy and that never happened. We were fighting over like Natalie fucking the guy. It's totally different.
Kim, can you explain why any of this is interesting? Or actually, wait, here's a better question. Can you explain why Natalie's friendship with Marcus was triggering to you?
It wasn't triggering. Like, most of Marcus's friends are women, and, like, mostly women he's hooked up with and stuff. So, like, I've navigated friendships with girls, and they have their tongue down his throat, like, whatever. But, like, with Natalie, like, as soon as she starts to chat with someone, it's, like, text, phone calls, FaceTime, you know, like, Morse code, you know, SOS. And, like, I heard one phone call, and she had with Marcus, and she was basically, like, bashing Demi and I, and that is not cool.
Wait, what? What? Okay, I want to explain that phone call. I wasn't bashing you guys. I was in the process of falling down a staircase. I'm just, like, not used to them.
Yeah, but, like, before filming, when you got suspended, you called Marcus saying Demi and I are not good friends.
Yeah, okay, so this is, like, that's, like, not what she said. I said that you had called because you were pissed that I was the only one who had your back.
Well, I wasn't pissed, though. Well, I wasn't pissed. Like, I was hurt. I was, like, hysterically crying. Like, I was so upset. Like, you guys don't know what it's like. It's, like, really hard. It's, like, really, really hard.
Yeah, well, so as soon as I heard that, I texted Natalie in a non-attacking way. And I was like, I love you, but I'm uncomfortable with how you've been calling and navigating your friendship with Marcus in your stupid, slutty shoes, blah, 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 blah. And so Natalie's response, in my opinion, should have been like, I'm so sorry you feel that way. And instead her response was, so you're saying I can't talk to him? Like, how come Demi can talk to him and I can't? To me, that's like a red flag. Like, don't challenge me when I'm setting boundaries as a friend.
Whatever, but I don't like call Marcus to be like, how's your day? Like, I call Marcus to be like, oh my God, your girlfriend's such a bitch. I mean, it's totally different. I'm like, why can't I call Marcus, but everyone else can call Marcus? It's just like so unfair. It's like literally so unfair.
You literally stood up towering over me and screaming with your hands in my face at the Belmont. That's why I decided to take space from you. Hashtag boundaries.
Yeah, but I did that because you said I was being inappropriate with your boyfriend, so I was pissed. But like, don't accuse me of not being a girl's girl. I'm a total girl's girl.
Yeah, but you're not a girl's girl. Let me lean forward in my stool to emphasize this, okay? Let's talk about all the press you've done throwing us under the bus and lying about all of us. You said that I've been a bully. Tell me when I've bullied you, okay? And if you can't give me a good answer, I'm going to take your lunch money. Sorry.
You were mean all season, Kim. Venus is like, you were mean. There, I said it. I said it, girl.
Split screen. We are taking it up a level. We're at a split screen. So now they're pointing and they're yelling and everything. And now it's like, you told me I'm pathetic and stupid.
Yeah, but you went on Lala's podcast and said she thinks I want her man. And I said, you said I'm insecure in my relationship. And also you went on Lala's podcast. Like, who does that?
Who goes on an old person's podcast? It's like, yeah, well, I do think you're insecure in your relationship. And when I saw the first episode, I was like so hurt. Do you think I want to keep coming to work and be uncomfortable around you? You guys are always good. But when I come into work, I get like ignored. Yeah, no, and I'm the singer of Passengers being ignored.
No, you don't. You don't get ignored. Yes, I do. And you've said multiple times lies about me. And like, we can go back and forth all day. And Andy goes, no, we can't. Okay. I want to move on. Moving on.
So Natalie and Kim now get louder and yell over each other. And Andy's like, oh, geez. Chris is just plugging his ears.
They're like, I just want peace. No, I want peace. No, I want peace. Darlings, take a breath. Now breathe out. Booties came out. Magic.
Welcome back to the Vanderbilt Rules Reunion. Chris and Audrey this season mostly seem like the healthiest couple on the group. But as they inch towards being exclusive, Chris was not quite ready for Audrey to be his only fan.
They're all like, good. That was good, Andy. That was good.
So it seemed like there were sparks in the beginning for you and Chris. What did you first like about him? And Audrey's like, well, I asked him about his type and he was like, tall, dark hair. So I was like, fuck, I'm screwed. So I was like, you know, like, what about personality? And he was like, you know, personality's good too, but like, I can't comment on his face. You know what I mean? And I thought that made sense.
Chris, what drew you to Audrey? He's like, well, I think we had chemistry and she's definitely mature for 22. And I think it's kind of fun when I go to her house and Mary Faith pops out from the shadows and we both get a scare because I love horror movies. So I don't know. That's why I was like really drawn to that. Like, okay.
And you're 31. We sticking with that? He's like, yep, 31. And you still used to like older women, I hear. He's like, oh yeah, I dated a lot of older women. I have a weird thing for older women. And Lisa's like, oh, don't drag me into the equation, Tiger.
Yeah, well, Ken better watch out. Ha, ha, ha.
So older women, huh? And he's like, well, like when I was in my teens, like a big, your teens? Wow, let's dig into that one. He's like, well, you know, it was a kink. You know, I thought maybe they're more experienced in bed, so they could teach me a few things like magic tricks.
Oh, you stop it.
I always wondered, could I have sex with someone who could saw me in half? Safely, of course. Stop it.
What's the point of getting sawed in half? I've never done that one before. What do you mean, get right to the point anyway? And Andre goes, fucking, Lisa, fucking.
Oh, my goodness. Do ladies speak like that here in the 18th century?
Audrey, what was your reaction to Chris being on two reality shows before this one? She's like, Well, I was surprised. I didn't find out that until, you know, he came horseback riding. And Andy's like, and by the way, by going on these shows, were you trying to make a name for yourself? Because that is hilarious.
That would be terrible. People coming on reality TV to make a name for themselves, shameful.
I like that Audrey is also the only person on the planet who just doesn't Google stuff.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, didn't know anything about him. Never Google. Like, how do you date? You Google the people. What are you doing? And if someone, you find out someone has an OnlyFans, get your damn $19.99 out and go look at the OnlyFans. Do I have to go over there and teach you how to use the internet?
Seriously. So Andy's like, were you trying to find love? And Chris is like, yeah, you know, to get on the show, I would say that, but it wasn't really to find love. You know, it's so easy. You just tell people what they need to hear just to get in their good graces, and then the rest is easy. I mean, sorry, Audrey. I didn't say that part out loud.
To me, it's like, oh my God, I love that he's owning that. I love that.
I don't know why I'm like amused by like let's check in on how Demi's enjoying this reunion.
I think Demi is so underrated on this show. Everyone else gets all the attention, but Demi is so fucking funny on this. She's just so deadpan, you know?
Yeah.
So Chris is like, well, I mean, sorry, I just wanted to start a new life, and reality TV seemed like the way. Like hundreds of people, you know, that's what y'all do. So Andy asks Audrey about her broken bed frame, and she's like, that was more an IKEA problem than like an us problem, but we did have a good time and then we still slept on it. So,
and Marcus is like, nice. Lisa goes, that's not the answer Chris wants to hear. Because she's like, just say you broke it by having sex. Andy wants to hear about the sex.
Yeah, Jason, you said 5 weeks was a long time for Chris to have been seeing someone at that point.
Jason's like, yeah, he's in Aries. Dude's like, fire, you know, just like bouncing around. So obviously there was something special in Audrey for him to hold her down. And I see it. She's beautiful on the outside and the inside. She's a very mature girl.
Isn't Aries wind?
I thought Aries was war. I don't know. What is Aries?
Let's look it up. Yeah, let's look it up. Is Aries wind?
It's the ram. It's the ram. Wind.
The elemental rulerships, let's see, fire, one, Aries. Aries is fire. I had no idea. Well, look at that.
Oh, well, look at us learning from sweet, sweet young Jason and his eyebrows.
Something from Jason. Okay, so Andy's like, Audrey, you heard Chris on the phone saying you wanted to bang mad bitches in Valley.
Mad bitches!
Yes. So what's the first red flag for Chris? Was that the first red flag? And she's like, it was definitely like the second, but like he didn't respond to Jason's brother in the way like, oh yeah, bro, getting bitches. He was like, shut the fuck up. So I wasn't really mad at first, but then I started spiraling in my head because I realized like I really liked him. And just, you know, like, you know, he said he's been on other shows for not the right reasons. So that made me wonder, like, is this even like real?
I mean, he couldn't even do limited magic at Wonderful World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios. It's like big red flag. Chris is like, I understand that so much.
Well, would you say, Chris, that you're being your authentic self on the show?
He's like, yeah, I mean, so the main point of it was that those were dating shows, and that was like really it. Like there's a prize at the end, like that's it, you know? So they're the people at the end of the show in like fake relationships, and they want clout to win the prize. But this isn't a dating show. I'm not here for clout. I'm here for networking and to be the next star of Tangled live action movie.
I'm not here for clout. I'm here for followers. And how dare you ask me if I'm being authentic? Did you not just hear my penis pump answer?
Does it sound fake when I give a recommendation of the best body oil? Come on.
Well, talking to someone's not the same as, oh, Audrey's like, well, yeah, I was shown like a Reddit thread with certain details that seem believable, like he's in people's DMs and stuff. And I was like, well, talking to someone's not the same thing as sleeping with somebody. I mean, to be fair. It's like, well, Natalie says, basically, like this person said that they were seeing you, Chris, and they said the relationship on the show is like fake. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, because Andy brings up this question of, is it true that Chris was with someone the entire time? And then Audrey is like, unless men are evil monsters, and then everyone's like shaking their head like, they are. Our relationship was all fake. I just don't believe it was disingenuous. And so Andy's like, was it for you? Was it? Chris, you just talked about how you were spent two different reality shows in fake relationships with fake datings that we get to a prize. So was this relationship real for you? He's like, it was 100% real.
You know, people talk shit, Andy, you know, but there were also rumors from my last dating show that my relationship was bullshit. So, I mean, you just said it was bullshit.
You just said it was everyone at the end was in fake relationships. It is gonna hate.
Okay. Riddle me this, Chris. You were shocked when Audrey put the brakes on your relationship at Universal, part of the larger NBC Universal group. If you would like to get some discounts, go to universalstores.com. Then just a few days later, you're all in saying you want to commit to her. And then you tell Jason you're out. So which one is it?
He's like, whoa, yeah, I know. That's so inconsistent. Whoa, bad on me, right? Oof, inconsistency, right? Yeah, super inconsistent. Well, I mean, I wanted to keep doing what we were doing, but also put the brakes on it and be honest about, like, the future when we might not be doing that thing. Because, like, I don't want to promise anything or say I'm ready for something when I'm not ready, even though I just said all I want is us and I'm ready. So I just, you know, I don't want to lie about something or keep bullshitting, you know, like lying to myself and lying to you. So I was kind of lying, but then I wasn't lying. So now yeah. I'm not a liar.
I'm like, can we go from having a fake real relationship to just a real fake relationship?
Audrey's like, it was completely unfair. Yeah, 100%. So selfish. My bad. Well, I don't want the relationship. I don't think the relationship was fake, right? No, it was fake. No. But like, you know, maybe you just have a problem making up your mind. No, it was fake. Yeah. But like, surely you were like, oh my God, I wonder what Audrey's doing. I was like, I hope Audrey's not coming over. Yeah. But still, like, you really meant like you wanted Audrey, right? He's like, no. Let it go. Cut the cord.
The kale salad you served me. That was real kale though. No, it was tissue paper. God, that makes so much more sense now.
That really, I had trouble pooping for like a week. Oh, it just all seems so complicated, doesn't it? Children with pain, children with love. Next on Vanderpump Rules.
Why didn't you guys just say we really like each other? I'm going away. Why don't you come with me? Or I go with you. Or here's a coin from behind your ear, magic.
What part of banging bad bitches and Polly with my guys did you not understand?
I know, Lisa. Did you not watch your own show?
Couldn't you just take Audrey to Polly?
You know, it really comes down to my commitment issues. And, you know, I'm just like at this point in life where I'm just like, I'm not where I think I should be to either be married or to have a girlfriend or waste anyone's time, which is why I told Audrey, I just want to be with you and no one else. I'm all in. I'm not seeing anyone else. Let's go back to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Am I right?
But you wanted to waste my time and you wanted to like go away and travel and still get to know me.
Yes, I mean, that's called dating, though, you know? And he's like, yeah, but that's what I meant by me wanting to leave the door open for you, you know? Because, like, look, I learned a long time ago, like, you should hold the door open for a girl. And if you don't want to do that, you should just leave it open. So then I'm still a gentleman. She's like, what? You're wasting my time. And Andy's like, well, it seemed over. You had her over for salads. And Natalie's like, that is so LA, by the way.
It is. It's like,
yeah, you had her over for salads and then said you want to see other people. You didn't even give her a vase for the flowers that you were breaking her up with. What was the intention there?
And Chris is like, well, I thought you were ready for a commitment to a lower calorie diet. And I was just like, yeah, I know. And like, I thought you were going to ask me to be your girlfriend. And then all of a sudden you give me tulips and a sandwich and say, you want to see other people. Like, that was crazy.
Natalie's just like, here's a salad. Don't want to be exclusive.
So Chris is like, well, I either commit and ask you to be my girlfriend, or if it wasn't that, that's it and we're done. And I just wasn't ready to do either one of those things. So I thought maybe we could just have salad and bang. I don't know.
Yeah. So Audrey is like really animated now. And she's like, well, I understand, but like, I was expecting to be at least at a point where we weren't going to see other people. And I didn't need you to be my boyfriend, but like, we shouldn't see other people. I mean, isn't that the same thing? How is that different? If you're not seeing other people, doesn't that mean you're boyfriend and girlfriend?
I'm not confused. I'm really not sure. I think that basically she was embarrassed by the situation because she opened her heart back up to him. And then he was like, actually, I don't want to be exclusive. And she was embarrassed. So she's just like, it's like, no, I'm not fired. I quit. That's basically what's happening.
I think that she has reason to be annoyed because he did fuck with her. But I think she's annoyed because she didn't really want to be with him anyway. She got the ick from him very early on. At that trip, she heard the OnlyFans stuff, probably went to watch it, got grossed out, then was talking herself out of it. Then when he did the whole, but I'm here for us, she was like, well, this could be a good showmance. I think that she was kind of thinking of it as a showmance as much as he was, because I didn't get any sense that she actually really liked him ever.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, no, it's like, but it's like embarrassing because you're like, I have the ick, but fine, I'll bring this guy back. And then right away, you're like, oh shit, like I never should have done this. And now I'm mortified because like you made me look like a fool for taking back and everyone's gonna be like, well, you never should have taken back in the first place.
I get so that. I think she's, yeah, and I agree. I agree that that's true. And she does have a reason to be annoyed. I think my only point is that she was being as fake as he was. Like she is like, you're so fake for this show and you went on dating shows and you know, everyone's kind of attacking him for being fake, but I think she was being fake too. I don't think she liked him.
Wow. Wow. Hot take. I hope Mary Faith is okay with that.
God damn it, Mary Faith. She's like, I've been here the whole time.
I was feeding the lines into Ronnie's ear.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Lisa's like, good for you for standing up for yourself, whoever you are, person next to me on this television show. So then they have not hooked up ever since they broke up. And Chris, Andy's like, are you seeing anyone now? And Chris like, a little bit. I'm seeing someone.
Dale gets quiet and just look at him. And Audrey's like, well, guess what? I'm seeing myself and I'm focusing on me. And I'm not seeing anyone until I decide if they're worth my time and my energy and my body. And I hope that the person you're seeing, that they're ready for you and that you figured yourself out, because a bag of salad doesn't cut it.
I hope that whoever you're seeing knows that you can't just wave a wand and make a window light up at Universal Studios, okay?
Literally, you're terrible at it.
It's literally always supposed to happen for everyone in the theme park. And
5-year-olds do it, but you can't.
Be better at limited magic. So Andy's like, welcome back. Marcus and Kim's on and off again. Wait a second, on again relationship had their colleagues looking at them like they were from Mars. But when Venus fell out of their orbit, the Sir Galaxy became more toxic than ever. See, because like Venus is a planet and Mars is Mars. So it's like space and like, you know, solar system. Okay, let's go forward.
So, Kim, when you heard Marcus say he was falling out of love, that was rough. That was rough. I called him. Didn't call me back. Still waiting on that text. But then you were back together 12 hours later. What's the deal with that?
She's like, yeah, I was in survival mode. Because, like, I was, like, kind of holding him up when he lost his mom. And then I thought if I were to lose him at the same time, I would lose it.
Lisa immediately goes into broken bird mode because they cut to her. And her like lower lip is out. She's like, ooh, there's a broken bird. I sense there'll be tears coming soon. I'm ready.
She's so, there with a chalice. Like, do it in here. Do it into this. When it mixes with the stem cells I took from Audrey when she was bent over picking up a Kleenex off the floor, it becomes magic.
So Andy is like, Marcus, what drove you to say that you're falling out of love with Kim? And he's like, yeah, well, we were going through a tough time that night, you know, because I wanted to be a DJ. She wanted to just have me answer simple questions, and I didn't want to talk to her face, and
she wanted me to answer simple questions.
I was like, stop asking me about where the car's parked. I'm out of love with you.
Seems like this relationship's been bumpy.
Oh, God, we're still talking about Marcus and Kim. I have to fast forward because this is too much. So then now we get over to Venus. He's like, okay, Venus, is this their typical pattern? And Venus is like, oh, my God, since the beginning, girl. Like, and I truly think, like, they're not even compatible. I mean, Marcus is like a 35-year-old frat boy, and Kim's like an office executive. You know what I mean? Like, what is she even doing? Like, looking for staplers everywhere? I mean, it's ridiculous. And I just think to get, like, together, it's really embarrassing, okay? And they can both do better.
Kim is like, that's offensive, and I'm reporting you to HR.
You are not getting the bathroom pass at all today.
As per my previous email, I don't like it when you talk to me like that way.
Could you be CC on me on this next time? Okay. She's like, yeah, but Venus has not been involved in our relationship for the past 6 months. So to say that we're still embarrassing, like, people can improve a lot in 6 months. And Audrey's like, well, that doesn't disregard how he felt about your relationship at that time, though.
And Kim's like, Audrey's
on fire for no reason through this whole thing. She's like, and another thing. And everyone else is just looking at her like, okay. And
Marcus is like, Marcus sort of has like a low blow here. He's like, the thing is with Venus, Venus's perspective comes like somebody who like doesn't know what it feels like to be in love and to go through turmoil or to deal with, you know, like Natalie trying to find a paperclip. It's like a really intense thing for us.
I mean, that was kind of low, but it's also true, you know, and I get caught in the same situation because I'm never in a relationship either. And so when sometimes I'll be going off to somebody and they're like, what the fuck do you know? Like, you don't have to deal. You never even have to deal with this, you know?
Yeah, but like, I think you are not in a relationship, so you don't really know what you're talking about. Like, I kind of feel like that's half bullshit because.
Oh, yes, really? Well, call me when you're a mother and you understand what it's like to raise children.
But just because, like, you know, yes, you never really know what goes on behind closed doors. And like, sometimes the bickering and the fighting is like a love language. But there's also like a lot of couples that don't do what Marcus and Natalie do. Like, it's not the constant breaking up and getting back together. It's the bickering and the fighting and using other people as like sort of props in their fighting. So yes, he is not in a relationship, so he doesn't understand maybe all the nuances of the thing that happen once you're in a relationship. But also, like, it doesn't take a genius to know, like, there's some fundamental issues with these two, unfortunately.
Well, and also, yeah, we don't have to be relationship experts to be dragged into it because you keep dragging us into it. So I think if Venus was there, like, giving his opinion when he wasn't asked, it's one thing. But yeah, they drag him into it constantly. So yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay, so Kim is,
Venus is saying, like, you know, like, that he has, his opinion matters because he's been around them more than anyone. And Angelica's like, guys, for like the last 6 months, I've really been in their corner and I've seen their relationship grow stronger. And I do see a foundation of love there. And I do think they can work it out. And they're just like, they are growing the way my chest is growing. That's all I'll say about that.
Well, I think they've proven to me that I just need to like love them at a distance. And like, I don't trust either of them. So.
Well, do you think if they were split up, your relationships with both of them would improve? It's like, I guess. But like more with Kim, you know, because she has like so much to teach me about, like, you know, doing an invoice or like doing a proper letter, you know.
Changing the ink on Xerox machines is hard, girl. Like, I'll take the advice, you know. But like Marcus, like, I'll feel the same about Marcus no matter what, like, whatever.
Yeah, she knows how to fix like a paper jam. So that's like really helpful to me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Venus has been in a bad relationship in the past. And the truth is it was a toxic relationship. And I think that like Marcus reminds him of his ex, and he's projected a lot of that onto Marcus and I. And Venus is like, yeah, that's true. He's like, yeah. Yeah.
And Kim's like, but I'm not you. That's true too. Thank God. Okay. So Venus admits that he's like, you know, like I look at their relationship through my own relationship and project all my bullshit. So that is true. And he's like, when Marcus is screaming at Kim, like, I don't only get triggered personally, but like, it also unsettles me for her based on how I experienced that situation with me.
So Andy's like, well, I thought that you weren't sexually active in a while. And so he says this is his eighth year without sex. And so instead of finding love for himself, he just inserts himself into other relationships. And now he's like, now I've learned, I just won't do that anymore. Hair fling, hair fling, hair fling.
Yeah. And he's like kind of crying and stuff. And then Marcus is like, just one more thing. Like, I went out of my way to apologize to Venus when he's affected by me and Kim fighting. And I will never include you in that again. Okay. Like, have I ever included you since then? No. Right. Okay. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? And Lisa's like, oh, you crying. Hand me the chalice.
Lisa's like, wait a second. I didn't realize there was a broken bird just right here to my left.
That's They're what... everywhere. Ben, get a... Ken, better get a bucket, darling.
We need more chalices. There's tears everywhere. They're going to come pouring out.
Office manager lady, go get the gallon water out from the back. Empty it out and bring it in here. We need it.
I do love that, like, Kim and Venus are basically fighting, but now that Venus is crying, Kim's like, oh my God, are you crying?
He's like, well, really, I mean, sweet. It's just like the topic overwhelmed me for a second, but like, I'm fine. I'm fine about it.
She's like, tell us what you're feeling. Tell us.
This really is so like Gen Z Vanderpump Rules, because it's like, wait a second. Please explain your emotional state right now.
Which, like, it's just been so hard. It's been so hard watching Marcus and Kim for so long and then rehashing it. It's like, it just hit me.
Is there anything you can share about your past relationship?
And so he is talking about being in high school, and he was with someone who basically abused him, who was like punching him, hitting him. And even when he was driving in a car with him, like punched him when he was driving a car full of people, which is fucking crazy. And he was an alcoholic and he tortured him. And then he had a fling with his boss who would make him have sex with him or not get paid. What the fuck? Right.
Yeah. And then he just like this, like ultimately led to like suicidal ideation. So he had a really rough go of it. And so he has actually a lot of trauma that's wrapped up in relationships and being with people. And then he decided he's just like not going to talk to men ever again. And he's just going to focus on himself. And that's why he moved to LA, so that way he could be the star that he always knew he could be. And he left all of that behind. So no dating for right now. And so he has like a nice triumphant moment. And they actually all really rally. And then this is where Marcus, he's like, it really breaks my heart to see you cry like this, because I really felt like you were like, fuck you. But it makes me feel like, damn, he really did care about our friendship in the way that I thought he did. And so now they're both crying. But like when Marcus is crying, because he's like, I'm not making fun of a very serious moment in Venus's life, because by the time Marcus is crying, they've now like sort of moved past it. So now Marcus is just like crying about the two of them being friends. So I'm like, I feel like I can make fun of it again. And he's just like doing this. He's like crying, like, I just like miss you, bro. And then he's like saying that he's like, I could be a bitch, but maybe I push Venus to be cold towards him. And so now they're crying at each other and like loving on each other. And Venus is like, well, Marcus's shitheadedness it's endearing, because it's like, it's part of our dynamic. He's like, yeah, it's part of our dynamic, bro. I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
Well, Shane, I'm curious how your flirtationship with Natalie started and then drove you to bring another girl to Sir. That was hilarious. He's like, well, Marcus invited me out a month or so before filming, and I thought Natalie making out with some dude.
It was my birthday. That's why. That's what you do on your birthday.
Yeah, so she was making out with a dude, and I was like, damn, ha-ha. I just, like, kind of want to be the one making out with her, ha-ha-ha.
It was Millie Bobby Brown's brother. I filmed at Demi.
Demi with the footnotes.
Yeah, so it didn't happen that night, but then the next time I went out with the boys, we met up, and I thought it was a date, but, she didn't think it was a date, so.
Now I was like, yeah, I thought we were just like meeting up before everyone else in the group. I didn't know it was like a date. So Andy's like,
Natalie, that seems to be a running theme where you don't think it's a date, but other people do.
Oh, her brother's pretty cute. Of course, I had to come look up Millie Bobby Brown's brother.
Yeah, I'm going to look him up also.
He's pretty cute, Bobby, I think. Brown. Well, is this the right guy? Three siblings, Charlie, yeah. Brown? Paige, Charlie, and Brown? Ava. His name is Charlie Brown.
Can I tell you something?
These Why parents, would you do that to your child?
Why are you naming one child Bobby Brown, another child Charlie Brown? I'm sorry.
They were determined to get those kids to be famous somehow, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hold on, let me show the people at home who this brother is, and yeah, we can all decide together whether or not
Bobby Brown.
Hot. I think he's very hot. Okay, let's look. He's got like an Eddie Munster kind of like widow's peak thing.
He's cute.
He kind of looks to me like a young version of Cersei's brother lover from Game of Thrones, Alexander.
Oh, yeah, Jaime Lannister.
Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
Also, Millie Bobby Brown, like, she, how old is she? Because she looks like, she's like 48.
She's like 20. I know. She just did, she did a lot of growing up things.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know what she did. So, yeah, she looks like a full on, like, it's like 20 years later and they're remembering Stranger Things. And not in like an aging way, just like a styling way, I guess.
Yeah, the styling way. That's what I meant. Like,
she's like, I'm Christy, or I'm, what's a, I'm Cindy Crawford. You know, she's got like that vibe.
I'm Cindy Crawford.
Hello, I'm Cindy Crawford now. I was 20 last week and I'm Cindy Crawford, goddammit. So anyway, they're talking about Natalie getting some Millie Bobby Brown brother ass, some Charlie Brown ass on her birthday. And it made Shane jealous. And so it couldn't happen that night, but he figured he would try it again. But then they met up and he thought it was a date, but she didn't think it was a date. She's like, what? Wait, what? I thought we were just meeting up before everyone else in the group. Like, why does everybody think I'm on a date with them?
What do you define as a date then? She goes, like having like an official plan, like not on the spot being like, hey, do you want to meet up in an hour? And then Jason's like, yeah, but the painting we did was an official plan. And Chris is like, yeah, I think what it is that you're a flirtatious person. So I could see how someone like Jason would think that you would have feelings for him.
Yeah, and Jason's all sad. He's like looking down. He's like, where? It's like, yeah, but like that's like the whole time I tried to reiterate that we were just friends. You know, I tried to let him know, like, I don't read into this, okay? Like, come on. He's like, well, she did say that, but it didn't feel like that. But you said it. And after that, I guess it's not up to me anymore.
Yeah, you should have just like told me you were developing feelings so I could like not have been so flirty, because I thought I was like saying like we're friends. I'm a girl. I'm just a girl from a one story house. Like, I don't understand these things. And then you were okay with that.
He's like, but I don't have to tell you because I'm telling you with my actions, and my actions are my eyebrows, and no one's ever walked away from these before. She's like, whatever. It was my birthday.
She's like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't read your mind. Love you.
Okay, well, we've got a new dummy on the scene. This cast was already new, but we figured we needed to add someone else in. Here's Natalie's first image, and she's falling on the ground. That was hilarious. Natalie, what's it like to fall on the ground the first second you walk in? She's like,
oh my God, Angelica, first and foremost.
What was I calling you?
Natalie.
Sorry. My bad.
So we see Angelica, and Andy's like, well, it wasn't long before she was planting her nose in Chris and Jason's business and planting her flag on Shane. Angelica, you seem to fall in love really fast.
You know, like when I came into the group, like I just gotten out of a really long year and a half long relationship. So like I used a relationship with the guys like I was talking to as like kind of a distraction.
Okay, well, the jujitsu date did not go well. And we see footage of that. And then he's like, was it back pain or the realization that he was dating someone else that hurt? She's like,
no, the back pain didn't like start hurting until the next day. And then it came back again once I got these gigantic boobs. And I guess it's just a chronic thing I have now. Thanks.
Well, Chris seemed convinced you guys were playing it up with the back pain. She's like, yeah, that was a little insensitive, okay? And Jason's like, that was malicious.
Yeah, but like Jason did it on purpose, which was like 100% not the case. Like, you made it sound like he tried to like hurt your back, you know? And Jason's like, yeah, I never slammed Angelica. I was light with her. I was light. I was like having fun. And she was like laughing. And she's like,
you slammed me on the floor right in front of everyone. And any guy knows that he's physically more dominant and stronger than a woman is just going to treat them like a little bit more gently.
He's like, when I look back at it, I was like, damn, I could have been more light. But in the moment, the laughter and everything, I thought it was just fun for me. And you weren't exhibiting any facial expression of pain, except for you were kept on gritting your teeth and going, ow, 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 ow. But I thought that was just you being like flirty.
Why would I want to break your back when I want you on it most of the time? That's my question. She's like, oh, well, that's not a terrible point. So, Jason, when she asked about your last relationship, why did you lie and make it sound like you were single? He's like, well, actually, it was like long distance. So I was like single locally. So like, actually, it was like in a different continent. So I was like single continently, and like we didn't even speak the same language, so like it's pretty complicated. But I let me tell you one thing, my girlfriend from another continent sure can't give me directions.
I basically was just FaceTime with the granddaughter of Raisa Gorbachev. We didn't know what we were saying to each other, but she's pretty hot.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, Jason, are you aware of how misleading it might have been for Angelica? And he's like, not necessarily. She's like, yeah, no, you did. And he's like, but on the first day of talking at this pool party, you can shake your head all you want, but it comes down to it. I was getting to know you, so... For me, it just felt like unfair.
Yeah, but like I was getting to know you too. And then like I led with honesty because honesty goes a long way. And if you were doing something with someone else, doesn't matter if they're in another country or not.
Jason's like, well, then why didn't you tell me you were still fucking your ex?
Dun, dun, dun.
She goes, but wait, but I said I lived with my ex.
And everyone's laughing because she kind of gets caught there. And Andy's like, but you didn't say you were still sleeping together.
Well, but like, it's still an emotional connection, right? And like Angelica.
And Natalie's like, well, Angelica wants to be the one girl that a guy's talking to. And like, you know, I'm not even saying that to offend you, but like, she does.
Are we still living with my ex and we share two separate bedrooms? Like, we don't go to bed together at night.
He's like,
but you do sleep together still.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the safest way. I'm not going to go sleep with a random person on the street. I mean, go down the hallway.
I love this. And then Jason's like, but you had intercourse with him, like sex. You said it. She goes,
yeah, but like I was sleeping with my ex. I mean, I'm pretty sure that most people go through a breakup and still live with their ex are going to sleep with their ex. But like, it's not like I'm trying to connect with them. It's just like, you know, it's just easier to have sex before you go to work. Like you were forming a connection with the continent person.
How do you know that?
Because you told me you were on top of me and you're saying it's over, by the way, now let me kiss you. And then that's how it happened. And that's how it got away from me. And she's like, ah.
She's like, this is how it happened. And he's like, no. Let me see. It actually is kind of how it happened.
Well, Angelica, you posted a screenshot of a text from Jason where he implied your jiu-jitsu bruises were from rough sex. Have you two slept together?
He's like, whoa, 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 that was just a joke. That was just a joke. I don't even really like rough sex. I prefer sex when somebody is at least 6,000 miles away.
And is like, and Andy explains that Angelica posted these bruise pictures on her stories. And then Jason was like, can you take that down? Jason's like, I was joking that we were rolling around rough like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but then what you posted was rude and out of context, quite frankly. And if I did that, you definitely wouldn't like it. Natalie's like, yeah, and there's other things that you posted specifically about us as a group that were hurtful. You called us boring, and you said that if we get another season, it's because of you. And like, I'm sorry, I think we all know it's because of my number one smash hit, Passengers.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but like that's what other people were like saying to me, that you guys were like boring.
And Natalie goes, it's a screenshot of a text you sent saying that. You were the one saying it. She's like,
okay, yes, okay. In all fairness, I thought you guys were boring because I asked you guys what was going on and like why is everyone fighting? And then no one explained anything to me except Demi, but even she said it's too complicated.
So Angelica came onto this new show and was like, oh my God, we're just shooting a reality show, but you guys are all so boring. That's basically what she's saying.
Yeah, and Audrey goes, oh my God, Angelica, you need to be studied in a lab.
And then we see footage that Natalie and Angelica did like go to the nail salon and everything. And Natalie was like, this friend group has never been so divided. Kim was saying that she can't stand Demi. And now they're like best friends. And now she's screaming in my face that I'm a psychotic bitch. And like Demi's like, oh my God, you're so annoying. And the next thing you know, I'm falling down a staircase. And it's just like crazy.
Yeah, so then we see some unseen footage. Okay, so Andy's like, well, I want to address something else. Angelica, you got into an Instagram scuffle with Audrey after the jiu-jitsu episode, dragging Audrey for calling you a homie hopper. And Angelica's like,
well, I was really offended by a homie hopper incident, and you know, and I saw her call me that, but she was the one encouraging me to homie hop in the first place. So now how am I a homie hopper?
And Lisa's like, Andy, what is a homie?
What is that? Is this something on HTTV, GGTVs?
Is this a new kind of gay? Please tell me so I can plan the correct party, darling.
I think it means just jumping around from guy to guy. Ooh, if only I could do that, but I've got Ken. Saucy.
Audrey's like, well, I already said sorry to the guys for telling you to make Jason mad by going to Shane. And I don't think you'd be in his lap right. I didn't think you'd be in his lap right away. I was literally making a joke. Hello, comedian over here. To homie hop, don't homie walk. Like, sue me, okay? I wasn't slut shaming you, never even once.
Yeah, but then when Chris called me a whore, you just stood there silent.
And Chris is like, I didn't call you a whore.
Uh-huh, the Abbey.
And she's like, if I heard that, I would have said something. She goes,
nah, you didn't say anything when he called me a bitch.
That's a good point. That was like, oof.
Because you were being a bitch. Because you were being a bitch in that moment, and you'd already made me mad. So why would I stand up for you? The only thing I stand up for is comedy, stand-up comedian over here. That's right.
Well, can I ask a question? Audrey, why are you so mad today? You're very upset the whole reunion.
Because after the past two episodes have come out, I've been brutalized on social media. I've gotten death threats.
You're not the only one. I also got death threats. They were better than yours.
Shut the fuck up.
They were deathier.
Shut
the fuck up.
Uh-huh. No, they were saying that, like, we're going to kill you like you killed that room in the comedy place.
Don't talk to me like that.
I will, because you fucking started it, you stupid bitch.
Okay, Audrey, you've been maligned on social media because you were a total asshole in the last two episodes. Sorry. No one made you do that. How are you going to make it Angelica's fault that you treated her like shit and publicly humiliated her on purpose? That's crazy.
It's crazy. Keep doing it. Thank you very much.
Keep it up.
So what a fun little...
By crazy, like, I mean cramazing.
Cramazing. This is my kind of reunion. It's sort of like, it just moves along, goes from beat to beat, and it's not drawn out over three episodes. It's as long as it needs to be. Very fun times over here for me. So good first episode of the reunion.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman. Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman. In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.